Warren would have been happy to hear that. He thinks that this is the race that Brooklyn Hustle can run over the top of them in the Moya tomorrow night. How are you, Jase?
Yeah, very well, very well. How are you?
Very well indeed. Gee, she looks like she's come back amazingly. That trial was stunning. Do you think this last campaign, the trip away, has really made Brooklyn Hustle?
Yeah, I feel she's furnished into a more rounded racehorse now, and she's had such a nice winter. She's just come back in such great order, and I couldn't be happier with her.
It looks like it finally a nice map for her at the Valley. She's drawn out where she can get clear air. There's a lot of speed in the race. How do you see tomorrow night's race unfolding?
Yeah, look, I think the problem that her race pattern provides is she's always got the whole field in front of her. So, look, we're going to need a genuinely run race. Obviously, Profiteer is going to roll along and lead, and I just hope that Miss Albania rolls forward and puts pressure on him, or Fallen Sky. You know, we need a genuinely run race for her to hopefully break through late, and you always need that element of luck.
So what's your gut feel? Is this the best you've had her coming into a campaign almost?
Oh, it's definitely the best we've ever had her, and she just had such a nice lead up with wintering in Queensland, and just coming back. She's got a great amount of residual fitness, and in her most recent work, she hasn't blown out a candle, so she's nice and fit. She's only had the one trial, but that's what I feel all she needed. So we're going to the Valley, a track that she always runs well at, and we're on fresh legs, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, she's going to be mighty hard to beat in the Group 1 Moya. And earlier in the night, you kick it off with Darcy DeMille, who's come back really well this time in as well. It's a pretty hot race, though.
Yeah, it is a hot race, but he's well and truly earned his place in the field. He's a real winner, this horse. He's already won three races from about six or seven starts, and he gives himself every chance with his race pattern. He rolls forward, and I think the Valley will really suit him. So, you know, he'll get every chance tomorrow night.
Good luck, Jason. It'll be great to see Brooklyn Hustle once again at the Valley in a big chance in a Group 1.
Yeah, and I was very pleased to hear Dwayne Dunn give her a push. As he knows better than anybody. He's won on Brooklyn Hustle over 1,000 metres at the Valley. And if Dwayne gives her such a good push, that gives us a great deal of confidence.
Good on you, Jase. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thanks.